بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقها في الدين وعملا متقبلا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح علينا فتوح العارفين بك. اللهم علمنا التأويل يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And inshallah, welcome to this inshallah the first of our lessons in some commentary of the ulama and some of the ayat, inshallah ta'ala, that we've been reading. And we'll begin, of course, from the beginning of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Al-Fatiha, it is considered one of the most important chapters of the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ, once he came to the Sahaba and he said, today a door in the heavens has been opened that has never been opened for any of the previous ummas. And I have been given the Sab'a al-Mathani in Al-Qur'an al-Azim. And he was referring to the Surah al-Fatiha. The Sab'a al-Mathani, what it means in Arabic is the seven oft-repeated verses. And the reason why it's called the Sab'a al-Mathani is that every Muslim must read it at least 17 times every day. Whenever we stand in Salah, the scholars, the ulama say that every prayer is not complete without the Fatiha. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا صلاتا لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. A person who does not read the Fatiha, his prayer is invalid. It is not correct. Unless, of course, he's a new Muslim, then some of the ulama, they made an excuse for him. But for a person who's reciting his prayer, he has to read the Fatiha in his salah. The Fatiha, it also has another name, which is called Ummul Kitab. Ummul Kitab, it means the mother of the book, literally. But in Arabic, Ummul Kitab, it means, what it means is that the one that gathers all of the rest of the book in it. Ummul Kitab, oh, thank you, brother. When we say the mother of something in Arabic, it means the mother means that which gathers the parts beneath it. And the reason why the Fatiha is called the Ummul Kitab is because it contains a summary of the rest of the Quran. It contains the praise of Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Alhamd, the ulama, they say it means praising someone or something because of the perfection of its attributes. So we say Alhamdulillah. The Al here in Arabic, it means all praise. In Arabic, with the Alif Lam, when you put it before something, it means all of it, all praise. If it said Hamdun Lillah, that would mean praises to Allah. But because of the Alif Lam, Alhamdulillah, that means all forms of praise belong to Allah, because in all attributes He is perfect. He has perfection in all attributes. Just like if somebody sees the beauty of a mountain, and he praises it because of the perfection of its creation. Likewise, we praise Allah because of the perfection of His names and attributes. And hamd is different than shukr. Shukr in Arabic means being grateful. And shukr is when somebody or someone does good to you, you thank them for that. So of course, all shukr is to Allah as well. We thank Him for all of the bounties and blessings He has given us, and we praise Him for the perfection of His attributes. So the Fatiha, it contains hamd, praise to Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Lord of the Worlds, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And it also contains the names and attributes of Allah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman is the special mercy that Allah has for the believers. And this is only an attribute that belongs to Allah. It is not permissible to name a person Ar-Rahman. This is a special name or quality that only belongs to Allah. And Ar-Rahim, they both come from the same root, Rahma. Both Rahman and Rahim come from the same root. But Ar-Rahman, the ulama, they say, this is the mercy for the believers. And Ar-Rahim, it is the Rahma, or the mercy that Allah has for all of His creation. Rahmati wasiyat kulla shay. So Allah's mercy, it envelops all of His creation. So this is the Rahim, it is not specific only to Allah. So it's permissible to say to a person, you are Rahim. You are kind, you have rahmah. But Rahman, it is what they call sigha al-mubalagha. If any of the brothers know Arabic, it's a very strong and eloquent form in Arabic. just like Ghadban, somebody who is always angry, they say Ghadban. Rahman is the one who always has Rahmah. And this is one of the names and attributes of Allah. So the Fatiha, it has praise, it has the names and attributes of Allah, it has a reminder of the Day of Judgment, Maliki Yawm al-Din. And then it also has the Tawheed of worship, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. You alone do we worship, and from you alone do we seek help. When we say in Arabic, when we say the word Iyaka na'budu, we're putting the object of our worship first, and then we mention the verb. Iyaka means you, Allah, na'budu. You alone, we worship. And when we put the object of worship before the verb, this means that it is singled out, and it is the only object of worship. But if I said, for example, if we said na'buduka, we worship you, not saying you do we worship, but we worship you, then it could be possible that someone adds something else. We worship you and we worship an angel, and we worship a prophet. But if we say you alone, we worship, nobody can add anything afterwards. So this is singling out Allah for our ubudiyah. So this is tawheed of ubudiyah. It's a very, very important part of Islam. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. And from you alone we seek help. We don't seek help from the angels or from the prophets. We only seek help from Allah in order to fulfill this worship, this ubudiyah that we seek to single out Allah for. And it also contains this chapter, it contains the reminder of the paths that have gone astray of previous nations. We say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. It's a request or a prayer for guidance. صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, the ulama say it means al-Islam. The straight path, it means al-Islam. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those whom you have sent down your blessings. And those are the anbiya, والشهداء والصديقين, the ones whom Allah has blessed from the past, those righteous people that came in the past of the prophets. We want to be on their path, the path of the anbiya, the path of the prophets, the path of the shuhada, and the path of those who were truthful and upright. So we pray, we ask Allah to keep us firm on this path. Somebody might say, why do we continue to ask for guidance? We're already Muslim. Why do we say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ? We're already on the صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And the ulama, they say the reason for that is that we ask Allah to keep us firm on that path. Because somebody might be on the straight path, but then he goes off. He wanders off. So every day, 17 times a day, we're asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to keep us on that straight path. We repeat this prayer always, that Allah always provide us guidance and never let us swerve from the path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. Not those whom you have been angered with. Those who earned Allah's anger, as we will read inshallah maybe next time in Surah Baqarah, are those who had knowledge but they didn't act according to it. And the ulama say the Bani Israel, we see how they rebelled again and again against Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, he commanded them to slaughter a calf. Then they argued with him. They said, what kind of calf? What color is the calf? They didn't ask him questions to learn, but they wanted to argue with him. They said, oh Musa, ya Musa, lan nu'mina laka hatta nara Allah jahra. They said, we are not going to believe in you until we see Allah in front of us. So they argued and they constantly rebelled against Musa alayhi salam. They knew what was correct. Musa alayhi salam, he split the ocean for them. So they saw the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of them, but they still rebelled against Musa alayhi salam. And Allah, of course, they took the calf for worship, the golden calf, another one of the disobediences that they did. So غير المغضوب عليهم, those who earn the anger are the Bani Israel, the Yahud, the people who went astray from the Yahud, who rebelled against the command of Allah after knowing it, with knowledge. One الضالين, and those who went astray, the ulama say this refers to the Nasara, those who had worship but they did it without knowledge. See, the Bani Israel, they had knowledge and they didn't act according to it. And the Nasara, the Christians, they worshipped Allah, but they didn't do it based on knowledge. So they tried to worship Allah, but they worshipped Isa alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam, they made him partners with Allah. So they worshipped and they did things, but they innovated and they went astray and they worshipped without knowledge. So we're seeking refuge from both of these paths, from having knowledge but not acting according to it. And then the other path we seek refuge from is worshipping Allah but without knowledge. And both of those paths will lead astray. So the Fatiha is the Umm al-Kitab, the mother of the book, because it's also reminding us of the past nations and how they went astray. Then in the end we say Ameen. Ameen is a word in Arabic that means, Oh Allah, please accept. Astajib. It is a word that means, may Allah accept our prayers. So inshallah ta'ala, next time inshallah we'll continue more inshallah in Surah Baqarah with more of the tafasir. But if there's any questions, you're welcome to ask inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.